This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 31st, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. The Associated Press reports that an AN-12 turboprop went down southeast of Moscow Sunday morning, just after takeoff from Domodedovo Airport. The accident was reported at 4:22 a.m. Sunday, and all seven crew members aboard are reported lost. The four-engine cargo plane was built in 1964 and was operated by Atran, a private carrier. Emergency Situations Ministry spokesman Viktor Beltsov said the plane was carrying less than half its rated load and was bound for Siberia. There were no reported injuries or property damage on the ground. The General Aviation Manufacturers Association announced at AirVenture last week that airplane shipments for the first half of 2007 rose 1.7% over 2006, while billings rose a sharp 11.7%. The difference between the two numbers results from a shift in purchases from piston planes to turbines. Piston was down 4.2%, while turboprops and business jets were both up about 15% compared to 2006. Gamma President Pete Bunt said new technologies are driving the industry. Quote, "General aviation manufacturers are committed to creating a renewed interest in flying through the introduction of products that will spur more people worldwide to experience the exhilaration of flight," unquote. Gamma represents 60 of the world's leading manufacturers of general aviation aircraft, engines, avionics, and related equipment. Members also operate fleets of aircraft, fixed-based operations, and pilot training and maintenance training facilities. It's not clear yet whether EADS is getting any offers for the facilities it wants to sell or partner, but it is certainly getting some prospects kicking the tires. The European news agency DPA reported that Spirit Aerospace and Stork Fokker recently visited two Airbus sites in Lower Saxony in northwest Germany, joining OHB Technologies and Diehl Aerospace among prospective bidders. All the companies have declined comment on the status of any offers for the facilities. Meanwhile, the continuing fall of the U.S. dollar has Airbus executives openly discussing changes beyond those outlined in the EADS Power 8 restructuring plan. Spirit Aerospace and GNK are being mentioned as potential risk-sharing partners in Airbus plants at Filton and Broughton in the U.K. Airbus employs 11,000 people in the U.K. Union officials there have expressed dismay that partners are being sought for the two plants. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Northwest spars with its pilots union over canceled flights. Flights to Europe will get more numerous, but more crowded. And Brazilians protest government inaction on aviation safety. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, part one of FAA Administrator Marion Blakey's address to AirVenture attendees, in which she announced a reduction in GA flight restrictions around Washington, D.C. And if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.